Hey man, say man, hey man, say man, hey man, say man, welcome back to the podcast. Today's special guest Friday, and we got my boy Loaded, boy.
Yeah, Loaded, checking in, my boy Lando.
Yes sir, we on the south side, boy. But you know, he got a new EP coming out, it came out, boy, that boy going crazy out there, oh God, boy. That boy on the south side gonna be up, boy, oh God, y'all better stop playing with him, tell him about it.
Yeah, man, I just dropped a new EP called 65 Days Straight. You know, it's just a little mixture of my different flows, you know. I just want to get them for a taste of something. They ain't even really the real, you know. All that music really old. I just got tired of holding on to it. So I just feel like everybody should listen to it, you know, give them a taste. I'm probably dropping a few videos.
Oh, yeah, that's going crazy. Video going crazy.
I'm going to try to drop a video to every song.
So, by anybody trying to get on that, trying to ride the wave, now you better ride the wave before it comes too late. Well, God, when that raw wave was better, but y'all folks start playing with them.
When this shit take off, I don't want to own it. None of that, all that. Been down day one, you know, all that you done smoke with me before. I'm already starting to hear it.
Oh, God, you for already talking. Your name, like you out there in Barnesville, your name already out there. Already.
Just because being down there first.
Yo, this south side, Barnesville, all that side, but over with. You gotta get your party promoters, gotta get your name out there. But you out there though.
They really with a strategy though, you know. Going out there first, you know.
Yeah.
They really what I'm gonna do, you know. At night I didn't, you know, build a name out there at Gordon. I'm probably go to a different school.
Yeah.
I would think my claim state, not attending claim state, you know, just getting some buzz, like just kicking it out there, getting to know them folks.
That's how you build that. That's how you build that brand. Get them college folks first.
Yeah.
And then put it all, then got it. And just boom, boom, boom. They gonna put their family on, their friends on. And you gonna have folks in Nebraska listening to it.
They really how it already is. Like, really, when I be checking my little stack, man, it be niggas in Knoxville, Tennessee, and all that. Because, you know, when you in college, everybody got a home that they go to.
Yeah, that's true.
When they go home and play your music, they give you exposure. That's really where my exposure coming from. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I got more exposure from out of town than I do right here where we from.
That's crazy. Like, when I be looking at my stuff for my podcast, it be saying, like, Japan. It be saying, like, New York. I'm like, I don't even know nobody out there, but they still listen.
Yeah.
Like, it's just word of mouth, though. You gotta get word of mouth. That's how you get known. That's how most of these folks be getting on, either word of mouth or they do some other stuff. Like the baby, his stuff, I put on word of mouth. So, we messing with it.
Yeah, you know, when you really can rap, it might take a while, but folks gonna notice you.
Yeah, you really body, you putting in that work. Yeah.
That's why I ain't too much tripping about it, you know, the speed on going. I'm really straight. Yeah. I know one sooner or later, they gonna realize. That's why I just keep driving.
Yeah. So out of probably every single song you done drop, people done heard, what's your top three favorite and why?
My top three, okay, I'm gonna do it one by one. I'm gonna say the song and why. All right, number one song out of everything, what had to be Smooth Operator.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like I put the most emotion into that song than any other song. Like, you know, a lot of niggas be scared to talk about doing something. You know, most niggas dog females music.
Yeah.
You know, I made that show nigga like ain't nothing wrong with treating the girl good, you know what I'm saying?
True.
She the
God.
One, you know. That's why I fuck. That's why a lot of females fuck with.
Yeah.
Like,
that's how you get no fuck. That's why a lot of these folks be getting famous, cause female mess with their stuff first, cause fuck niggas gonna hate.
That what it's
niggas
about.
Gonna hate.
Now that I had to realize, like, if I was making music to see if my partners like it, but that's not really what it's about. And when them females like your music, the niggas ain't gonna have no choice.
So I'm finna play a quick little snippet of it right quick. Y'all can get a quick little snippet. All right, what's your second one and why?
My second one, let me think. I got a song called Snake to Me with Man.
That's on the EP? That's on SoundCloud.
Oh, you just talking about the EP?
No, I'm talking about all songs.
Yeah,
all
I got a song called Snake to Me. Now, it's on Apple Music too. I dropped with Man that on that Snake. Send my grass, so what was still.
Okay. I did this Snake to Me right here.
When you hear that shit in the car, bro, like you get a chance to play that shit in the car, bro, man, you're gonna be a whole nother
boom.
Like a respectable song. You gonna hear this shit be like, oh, yeah. It's on ad lib. You gonna hear more in the car. And that shit just.
That's why I ain't even heard that one yet. But that's some new stuff. I ain't even heard that one yet. So what's third fake? What's third loud?
Third one. I ain't gonna lie. I personally like all my songs. Like, I don't that's know cocky shit, yeah, but I be liking good. Everything. Like,
a lot of people they just make a song just to make a song. If you actually love what you do, it's fun to you. It's love what you actually do.
Yeah, I gotta go and look.
That one gotta look, but hey.
I only know what I like the
most. Alright, let me tell y'all for what y'all need to go listen to right now. My favorite one. Hold on. I gotta put y'all on game, but y'all ain't on game yet, but y'all ain't no game yet. Gotta go that Loaded Land.
The Never. Oh, that's a few on.
Another one I'm saying, like, oh, I like that word like that, that beat, that, oh, that word, that's yeah. That monotone, I fall with that.
It was my favorite song.
I still don't know lyrics yet, but I just fuck with this shit. Like this and Sky Gray. Yo.
Then Craig about when I made this, I ain't really too much know how to mix, but like, yo. You know, they still get the idea. How the fuck is supposed to repay you? You try to put my heart in a word like that. 24/7, 365, I broke my back. A little bit of 22, I'm gonna push back. Oh yeah, I remember the first time I played this song. He was like, "Oh, this shit."
Yeah, that's the one. I was like, "This one gonna go crazy." I thought that one, man, that was one for blow up for Smooth Operator. I don't care.
Cold sleep on that. Okay, my third one, I would say Rockstar. Me, man, Ray.
Play. I heard Ray part. I ain't heard Joe part. I heard Ray part though. Ray part was stupid. I was like, but that boy Ray rapping, but
yeah, Ray straight.
I heard Ray part.
It just somebody the vibe. It's like the process of making this song. Like,
yo,
it was supposed to be some bullshit, but like everybody heard like this on some Ray Sherman. Like,
yo, that would remind me of like some futuristic stuff.
And they throw like everyday rap, not for people like us. From up performing in the studio, the show get booked. If I jet ain't by the stove, I know don't get cooked. I'm a full-time trapper and a part-time rapper. You pretend it like an actor, I can count the money faster. Pump that pussy like a snapper, I stay solid through the chapters. Bitches standing me by random, and this little bitch think I'm handsome. This the old me, started getting a bad, now they know me. I'ma sit up way up in the nosebleed.
But tell them like the process when you or you, cause I know you don't really write music like that. But when you do, like, what's the process of like what you be thinking about, what's going on? Like, it's just like something that don't happen recently when you just be like, okay, I gotta get this out, or just yeah. Be like just thinking.
I'm more of like an emotion rapper. Like, yeah. You know, have on feeling it. That's how I'm up on the track.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's really about how my day going. Like, you know, I might come in this bitch and rap about the damn food I ate for dinner. Like, yeah. I just got all type of songs like. But really, I try to use what I go through and use what other people go through and yep. Put it together. I try to put my experiences and teach folks a lesson, you know, while at the same time talking about what they doing without really talking about, you know, nobody really know what folk going through, but you know, I know how life go.
Yeah.
So that's what I try to do. I try to add what I go through plus what other folk might go through.
Well, see, that, y'all can connect it. I know y'all can connect to that. Like, just as a person, not even like a rapper, just as a person, people can connect to that. So I fuck with that.
Yeah, well, you know, growing up, they's always saying, you know, you rapping about something you didn't do.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I be one of them people, but when you actually making music, you gonna realize some stuff you talk about is not gonna be something you do, but it's gonna be something somebody else can listen to and relate to. It's not all about what you do, it's about that message, entertaining people, giving them something. You know, you know how growing up, you know, folk be saying, you know, it's certain songs you listen to when you're going through.
Yeah.
That's how I try to do it.
Okay.
I don't try to make anything, you know.
That's good, but that's good right there. So, tell these folks, we both from the South Side. I got a tatted on me right here. Tell these folks what's going on with the South Side, but tell these folks what's going on.
And for the South Side, you know, I'm really trying to connect with everybody. That's why I posted on my page the other day. I was trying to make a South Side mixtape.
Y'all seen that? Yeah, y'all seen that.
I'm trying to get, you know, it's really, you know, with our generation, there's a whole lot of envy and hate for no reason. It's like everybody want that number one spot, but
nobody want to see everybody else eat.
Yeah, but it's not really about the number one spot. I could give a damn if I be the last nigga on the South Side blow. I wouldn't care. I want to see everybody win, but everybody not thinking like that. If everybody can get that mindset, we'll be good. So that's really what I'm on now. I'm trying to really bring everybody together.
So who are some people you would like to work with, just in general? Like, what's some people? I know you just like doing stuff yourself and working with your partner, but like, who are some people you ever had in mind?
Number one, but Chiz is Chiz galore.
That my boy goes stupid.
He the number one person.
He be listening to the podcast all the time too. Yo. Yeah,
he probably the number one person from the South I want to feature with. Then second, I would say my boy Shunny.
Yeah.
You know, Shunny, he already got a little name for himself, but I feel like me and him, we can, you know, we can vibe together on the track.
Yeah.
And third, my boy Ja on the come up. I am Young Ja.
Yeah, I see him on
know.
Instagram.
Yeah, you know, I ain't even played him. I play some, you know, in a minute, but me and him, you know, we vibe together real smooth on the track. You know, we hang out so much, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing just.
It's easy when y'all get
to It's easy for us to hop in the Young Ja rap when we really hang around each other, living that together, you know what I'm saying? We down there at Gordon together in school.
So what's three things you like about rapping and three things that you don't like about it? If you don't like anything about it in general, like, what's three things?
Three things I do like. I like that I can, you know, like I said earlier, I can just express myself in any form or manner how I want to on the track.
Secondly, listening to it, you doing
no matter
you.
Who I'm listening to, like, even if people don't like it, I can listen to my own music and get to my problems.
Yeah, I feel you.
Secondly, I would say how it made me a better person, like, socially.
Yeah.
Kind of like Paul making music, I was really the person, you know, I get in the room, you know, I'm quiet. You know me, how we I ain't do too much talking unless I really knew people. But now that I rap, you know, it forced me to step outside my comfort zone. Now I have to talk to people I don't know because I be at shows and shit, you know, doing all that.
Trying to build your brand.
To, you know, so I really, I'm not even the same person. I try to tell people, like, folks knew me from high school, bro, you don't know me no more. Like, I'm not even the same person. Rap changed me.
Yeah.
I swear. And then third, I'll probably say, shit, bitches.
Oh God, my boy! Oh God, man!
I ain't gonna lie, they be coming around, they be throwing themselves. You know what I'm saying? But
that shit crazy, boy. They get these see somebody with a little buzz, boy. They will never talk to you. They start seeing the buzz, that's when they want to fuck with you, boy.
Yeah, but at the same time, a bitch is gonna be on my don't like too.
Yeah.
Cause like when you rapping, you got a little buzz. You don't know if she really down or she just see you as a meal ticket. Like,
yeah, that's how I be most of the time. Yeah.
And I'm going through that hard. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I done lost so many girls who I thought I was the one for the, like, the last 6 months. Just because of that shit. Like,
I feel, oh God, I feel you on that. But when they see, when you get down bad, and they be like, I'm down bad right now. You ain't around no more.
Yeah, see, right now I'm a rapper. You see me with all that money, I'm in the club. But what about the days where I don't have all that money?
Yeah, when I'm broke, when I'm down, but broke, we ain't got nothing to eat.
Exactly. And down to the regular person, you know, I ain't blew up yet. So, you know, you know, I'm still getting money from working.
I might get a little money from that show, but that show money
can go. Yeah, that's when that show money go away. When I can't get you what you want, you disappear. Like,
I trust me, I people that way. Another thing you don't like.
I don't like how people try to create like a certain image of me.
What you mean by that? Like, you like, use an example.
Like, basically, like, the music, you know, everybody, you know, I talk about what I do in my music.
Yeah.
But I don't want people to think that that's just me.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
As far as, like, you know, illegal stuff, you know, I ain't gonna talk about too much, but, you know, I put it in my music. I get around certain folk, like, I might get around, like, one of my partner's parents that I grew up with, and they might look at me different now because I'm in music and I'm talking about this, but it's like, and today, this is how I express myself. I might not be living the best life, but.
Yeah, that's how you express
yourself.
I
ain't around here killing nobody now, you know what I'm saying? I do what I do.
Yeah.
Don't make that look at me different. I'm still the same person. Like, I'm still the same Tommy who grew up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody got to get grown and do something.
Got to get some money.
I'm pretty sure before you had your family and stabilized, you was out here doing what you was doing too. Y'all be trying to get folks to understand, like,
y'all
was our age too. That's probably the main one that the reason I don't like how people get to looking at you.
Well, if you got some money, I bet you they won't look at you like that. When you get big, I knew little Tommy said he would do a little small. He's come over all the time. But wait, they'll change on you real quick. And once people start making money, folks will change on you.
It's cool that you sell drugs when you get money out of it. Everybody know you is. Yeah, like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And then third, I would probably say the amount of people who feel like they can just come around and hit the studio and just rap for free, like.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's not personal, but it's straight business, bro. Like, this is how I lay my head.
You got that money in your pocket.
I got that, like this bills. Is like my part-time job, you know.
Yeah.
Recording niggas, so I'm saying, like, it's not free.
Yeah.
A lot of folk think it's just me being selfish, like, oh, you don't want to see nobody else hitting the Young Shine. Like, I know niggas be saying that when I ain't around, but it's not like that. Like,
you gotta have money in your pocket.
This shit take up money. Bro. This shit take energy. Yeah,
light bill, all that. Exactly. It's grown. Got to pay for equipment. Pay for got give your shit what's it called? Distribute all across all these platforms.
We not little kids no more. Like, we all gotta support ourselves. And it really, it's not every man for himself, but it is.
It is.
It slick is.
You can help, but it's still like you still gotta.
It's
like,
still
look
it's still on
yourself.
You. Yeah, it's on you. What you gonna do? Like, it's
most of the time, ain't nobody gonna look at you for yourself but you. Most of the time.
And that's just the honest truth. Like, I feel like everybody who don't understand that, like, I feel like y'all not my real partners. Like, I got partners who understand it, come in here and give me money now, but there's other niggas who just, they just come over here, not even that, they won't even say that, they'll come in here and just smoke. Like, if these certain niggas who used to want to come over here and rap free night and money, they'll come over here and just smoke and leave.
Yeah.
I be peeping all that, I just don't say too much.
But shit, but now we know this is a sports channel, so we do got to talk about sports, though, but y'all still need to go get that EP. That thing is on everything, all his music, all that, but SoundCloud, Apple Music,
YouTube,
Spotify, YouTube. Matter, what's the YouTube name? What's the YouTube name?
Tommy Loader For Real on everything.
Everything.
Any website you type in Tommy Loader For Real, you're going to find me.
Bing, Yahoo, MySpace, anything. It's on there.
Yes, sir.
All right, so from Southside, but we know you're a LeBron, he a LeBron fan. So he got a, what was that, D-Wade jersey?
D-Wade, you know.
D-Wade jersey, okay.
LeBron played for them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. So who is your top 10 players of all time? Who you think the top 10 players in the league is right now?
All right, I'm going to do all time first. First, you know, gotta go with Michael Jordan, you know. He really built the foundation.
Number one? I'm saying we ranking this in order.
One through ten. All right, 1 through 10, I'm going to have to go with Will Chamberlain.
Okay. I understand why you're going that way with throwing up 50 and 150, but he was going stupid out there.
Because folks be saying how back then, he only did it because he won a 3-point line. That's like 20 years from now. They have a 4-point line. They didn't back up, but back then, you only had a 3-point line. Yeah. Like, you can't really say that. Like,
well, so a lot of people say, because like, he was like 7'2", era when a little white boy was like 6'10", because then when he went against Bill Russell, he wasn't doing the same stuff, but I can understand. The only reason why I don't like putting people like from the 60s and 70s because I ain't see them play. That's the only reason why I'm like saying they number one though.
Yeah, you got a point, but I don't know. You know, that just
everybody got their opinion.
Yeah, and two, that why two. I got Olajuwon, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah, that's probably the most slept on legend of all time.
I mean, folks don't give him enough credit. Like
that man won Defense Player of the Year, MVP of the league, in blocks, rebounds.
I didn't know he's still top 10 on almost everything. Every list if you look at the NBA. Like
steals, blocks, points, rebounds, everything, points. Anything you say, Olajuwon is up there. He's probably the most slept on big man player in NBA history.
For sure. And then third, you know, I gotta go with MJ.
Yeah. I wish I
could have
watched him play more.
I swear I wish I could have actually sat and watched him play because
it'd be so much easier compare him.
Yeah, like
it'd be so much easier.
He really built the foundation of the NBA. Like NBA had a name, but he gave the NBA that name. Yeah, like, he the reason everybody wanted to hoop. Like, all these black boys wanted to hoop.
Like when Magic and Larry, they wanted to hoop, but it was like they took it. They bring it from Dr. J, and they took it. Magic and Larry, and Michael just took it. Like.
Man, MJ brought moves to the game that nobody seen before.
Wow, what? Like, people went outside practicing that the next day. They were trying to do the little left layup with the tongue out, all that
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Wow, what?
So, what up with number three?
You had Will, Hakeem, and Michael. Yeah, three.
Fourth. I gotta go with Shaq.
Shaq? Okay.
Yeah, I gotta go with Shaq. Shaq was the only person ever be 100 on 2K, like.
Shaq was
100 on 2K. Yo, like, you have to go Shaq with Shaq.
Dog.
Shaq slept on 2K, I guess. Well, his problem was he played longer than he was supposed to. So
yeah,
it made
Celtics, value. Suns. Yeah,
yeah, if he would have stopped after that, what was that last team he was on? Phoenix?
No, Boston was the last team he was on. He was on last team. He was
I'm saying like the last team he actually like met someone with like.
Oh, it was Phoenix. Yeah, Phoenix.
If he would have stopped at Phoenix,
that man
would be go down probably the top three if he would have stopped with the Phoenix team. But he kept going while he was old. It just looked it bad.
That was
like,
probably the most dominant big man. They had to change rules because of him.
Man, breaking glass. Yeah. Like, he breaking bad boys. They changed good rules because of him. Like,
the defense 3 seconds, they made that because of him. Hacking Shaq, all the rules because of Shaq.
He the first, that's why big man go to free throw line when they can't shoot. Yeah. All that because of him. Like, I don't know. You ain't going to see a man with that much body.
Girth.
With girth to move like he
but
moved.
That
like,
boy, he could probably play football out there. Like, if he lost a little bit, he could probably play football.
Exactly. Like, that man can move. So that 4, 5. Man, I gotta put LeBron in my top 5. I don't care what nobody say. LeBron in my top 5.
Don't play with him.
Cause man, have you seen this man playing this season? Like,
17th bro, in his 17th year. Only person in NBA history. Nobody.
Not even that. You're not gonna see too many players playing that good in their 17th year. Like even Kobe, that he said he got hurt. But boom, that's the point. He got hurt.
That body couldn't keep up.
LeBron's body is keeping up. LeBron moving like he in his 4th or 5th season in the NBA. Like
you can see a little.
You can see it, but
17th, like 17. No, I don't think nobody, like when KG, no, Vince Carter,
no. By the time they 17th season, they wasn't elite no more.
15th, really?
About yeah, 15. After the 15, they go from being a star to, you know, like being that 10, started. 15 yeah. points a game, you know. But
yeah, they still,
man, LeBron's
yeah.
still sticking start. With KD and Kyrie. He's sticking yeah. with the big Kawhi, players of yeah. our new generation. He still is sticking
top
with
three
them.
MVP voting this year already.
Yeah, he gonna win.
LeBron. I don't know. That boy James Harden averaging damn near 40 points a game.
You gotta look at his percentages though. Like,
now he actually shooting decent. He's shooting like 47% this year. He ain't shooting that bad.
47
and 18 good this year.
But LeBron's shooting like 54.
Exactly.
LeBron going crazy. Like,
but yeah. So it's like,
yeah, you know, it's gonna be a close one.
Yeah, and Giannis still almost averaging like 25 and 13, 14. So it's like, it's still a lot of people that can go there. Luka going, I ain't gonna count.
Luka is going crazy. That was folks sleep on.
Yeah, Luka going crazy. Him, Trey, they going crazy. All right, we at number six. Yeah, number six.
Number six, Kobe.
Kobe? Yeah, okay, Kobe. Okay.
Just because he had that dog in him that yeah. a lot of players don't got. Like,
yeah.
most players, it had been plays that they would pass the ball and Kobe was shooting like 3-4 niggas
still
to make it. Like, he had that dog
like
in him.
Normal.
Like, Kobe just had that, he had that fear side. Like,
yeah.
everybody ain't built like that. Like, I ain't gonna like, since Kobe, I can't even think of too many players I seen with like that type, just that mentality he had. Like,
only person say came closest, like Russell and Kyrie. That's all people I can. Russell,
I would
yeah.
say Russell. Russell the closest, but he just he not as good. But
yeah, Russell,
he the closest. If Russell Westbrook had a shot, he would be the closest to being Kobe in like modern day.
Yeah, and all that right. dog and no one care what nobody talking about. That For Russell sure. be the closest.
Okay, seven. I gotta go with somebody like. Somebody like Dirk.
Dirk? Yeah. Over Tim Duncan? I think Tim better. Timmy D.
I mean, I ain't even going by who better. I feel like I'm just, you know, the overall of personality, how
what
they
you
play.
Like, yeah, off court, on court.
Oh, yeah.
Type,
and I just like Dirk's attitude. And then just like.
Game.
He changed. And then he, that fadeaway, like, that nigga, he brought the fadeaway to the NBA. Like, nigga, off that one foot.
Yeah.
And he just make it look so easy. But it's like, when you try it, it's really, it's not even that easy. I know growing up, I tried that shit so many times.
Because we short, so we got to do it. Like, we short.
Like, I just, like, and then he just stayed down with his team for, what 19, 20 years? How long was he with the Mavs?
I think it was 19. He just retired. Yeah, it was like 19, 20, something like that.
He stayed down. He changed the game. And you don't see too many. Why, you know how they say white man can't run, white man can't jump, but he let them
jump.
Know.
He can shoot.
He really was one of them who
he
white
can shoot,
really, He really could run and jump, but he gonna drop a quiet 30 on you. You won't even realize to the end of the game.
I remember when he played that. I know the when I look back at that, he only shot like 40-some% during that Heat Finals. But I swear to God, it felt like he made every
shot.
Like
he was making every shot.
Yeah, it felt like he couldn't miss. Like, he changed the game for Europeans like Luka, Kristaps, and then like other players like what's his name? Giannis, who came from overseas. Like, a lot of people from overseas.
Yeah, Kristaps.
Yeah.
Porzingis, whatever his name is.
A lot of people started because of him. Because they seen, we European, we can make it too. Because a lot of people, we ain't had, the only European we was like, what's
Manu
that
one? Ginobili.
I think Dirk came from. They came around the same time. Yeah. Manu, people like, they chained the game. It was Tony Kukoc. That was like, really like the only
Tony
one.
Tony Kukoc. So what the other was six, seven. Yeah, that was seven. Eight, Timmy, right behind.
Yeah.
It really could have went vice versa. It really didn't matter to me.
It just depends what you think.
And really, him for the same reasons, like
underrated,
and he was real underrated. Like, if you look at that man's stats, like that man up there with Kobe. Them like
his rookie season, he averaged like 23-12. His rookie season,
man,
like,
his stats. Just, if you look at Tim's stats, they're just as good as any other player you would call your favorite player right now.
Yeah, you would put him up there with the Shaqs, the Wilt, Kareems. You would put him up there with
up there. He wasn't one of them type. He wasn't a loud player, so you didn't really notice it. But that.
That's what a lot of people like him though, because he didn't do all the extra stuff. He just came, got his money, got buckets, won, got what, four championships, five championships, something like that. And he went crazy.
Facts.
You at number nine?
Nine, all right, nine.
Yeah.
Vince Carter, just because of how long he's able to stand in the league and maintain that athleticism. Like, you ain't seeing 40-year-olds jumping like that. Like,
yeah, he be a key piece. So this not your top, this your top 10 favorite players, or it's like, what's the list?
Like, these my top 10 favorite. Like,
okay,
I ain't saying these probably not the best.
Yeah, top 10
favorite.
It's
my top 10.
Okay, Calvin said,
you
top 10 best?
Nah, he ain't top 10 best. It's just, top 10 is the fact that he probably, and he is 21st, I think.
22nd. He the longest TJ NBA player.
He is 22nd season, man. Can still dunk on the young nigga. Like,
he still be getting that little fadeaway, them old man hook shots, post shot. He be getting no vote.
You know, he played for the Hawks, by the way. You know, that's the whole time. You know, I had to add him. then 10. I gotta think close. This last spot's my special. Gotta get it.
Special. Mario Chalmers. Face out. Mad ass.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm trying to think of all the teams, all the players over the last few years.
It's all time, though. It's just.
It's just all time, too, so.
You got people like Derrick Rose. You got people like Kyrie, Katie, Kyrie. You got people
like. I'm trying to think back then and now, so I'm trying to just. Out of all these players. Really just go hard. Let me see.
Like, who just look up YouTube highlights on, Jay?
Allen Iverson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's the perfect way to end it with Allen Iverson. It's just because he just...
We literally just watched all his
highlights. I just found ways of scoring you. Like, that's one player who... Actually, if I look up highlights right now, probably besides LeBron, I'm going to look up Allen Iverson. I ain't even going to lie.
Yeah.
Like, he's the first person I seen on TV
to
make Michael Jordan look stupid.
Yeah.
And he ain't really gonna look stupid too many times in his little team in the league. Like, I actually seen that. Like, he crossed them, like.
And it was crazy. They lost that game, though. He still dropped like 20-something.
Yeah, MJ still went crazy, but it's the fact that he can always say, like, I crossed up MJ as a rookie.
Yeah. All right, so we know we play football. 10-4 by the football day. 10-4 by the football day.
Oh, I went crazy. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I really wish if I knew I knew now, I would have had more footage, but, like, you ask anybody who actually playing football, like, I wasn't regular, bro. Like, I was fast, like.
You just been a little bit tall.
That's what it was, bro. It was the hype, man. That really was drifting me away from football. It was because I was short, but in middle school, in 9th and 10th grade, bro, I was fast. Like, them folks used to try to drug test me. Yeah, man, them folks really thought I was on something. Like, I really was fast. Like, to this day, I don't know how I was so fast. Like, it just, it's a mind thing. Like, folks be trying to, like, speed ain't going to do a size, bro. I swear it's a mind
thing. That's true.
And growing up, you know, I'm really the only big person I really hung with growing up for the most part. So I met partners along the way. But growing up for the most part, I was the only one. And I used to see how fast y'all niggas was. I'm like, boy, I ain't finna go out bad.
Yeah, I'm finna get
better. Yeah, I'm finna be fast like them. Exactly.
Get locked up.
Exactly. And that's really, I thought it would make me be so fast. Like, it really, I ain't like, on the low brain, it really was like a self-esteem thing. Like, I felt like I'm big. I gotta be fast. People don't talk about me. I ain't like, I felt like that.
This probably the more athletic big nigga I ever seen in my life. I swear to God.
They better ask about me.
Wow, I swear to God. I'm
jumping over the pile on the 1 yard line and everything. Stopping the touchdown.
Playing hooping while we hooping, playing football, like anything we used to do, by. Like, we used to play every single sport back in the day.
Everything.
So, we're going to talk about your top 10 favorite football players. And after that, we can just chop it up. Let's talk about what's all going on with you. And then we can end it in the podcast.
All right. As far as, like, right now, number one?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson going
on. No, it's all time. It's all time.
All time.
I still put Lamar up there, but that stupid.
He going to be up there still. Like, as far as all time, just because I grew up playing defense.
Yeah.
I had to go Ray Lewis, my number one player.
That boy was so hype.
You see, I wore the 52, you know.
Yo.
So you know,
he
inspired me. Like, Ray Lewis was a dog. Like,
off field he was cool. You know what I'm saying? Calm, just like you. But on that field, that boy turned into a whole different
player. Like,
yeah,
that man Ray Lewis was he just had that mentality. Like,
I'm gonna win or shit. Something gonna happen.
I'm gonna get hurt. I'm gonna play so I can't play no more.
Yo, that whole team, him, Ed Reed, Terrell Suggs, Lodi Nada, that team.
Yeah, they were loaded that year.
Yo, all right, second. We can do top five.
Yeah, 10 is a lot. All right, five, number two. You got to go with Tom. Even though he did what he did this in the Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with him.
I know he's great, though. That boy is dope.
He's great.
That boy is dope.
If Lamar Jackson don't stop him, he finna get his seventh ring this season.
He been struggling this year, though. He ain't been playing too good this year.
That age gonna kick in. I don't
care.
Football not like basketball, bro. That age gonna kick in way quicker than football. All them hits you taking, they gonna kick in. If you don't get him a good O-line, he probably only got about 2 years left in him.
Maybe even that. If he win a chip this year, next year, he gone. He about it. I'm sure he gonna
retire. Even if he win this year, he gonna come back again. He probably gonna come back and retire today. Because 7 rings is a lot in football.
That's the most.
It'd be the most. Six already the most.
Yeah.
If he gets 7, that's gonna be a lot to be on one team.
One team, I know one team. That's the most for sure. I know that's the most for one team.
Hey, that's 2, 3. If folks sleep on that person a lot, but I'm gonna go with LT. LaDainian Tomlinson.
I thought you were talking about the other LT, the linebacker LT. But yeah, LaDainian Tomlinson, he made one play running back when I was little. You good?
He made everybody want to play running back. Like,
he was so swag. He's that.
He started all the folk band had juke moves, but he started like the finesse juke, like the quick juke, that boom boom two step.
Very,
And it's crazy. You would have thought he would have won more awards, you know, like, really won a Super Bowl when he was in the league as good as he was.
Yeah, that Chargers team, he had him, Phillip Rivers, Sean Marion. It's something like that. I think it is Sean Marion. But that team, it all got beat by the Patriots, though. They couldn't get past the Patriots. That's how most teams is.
And I feel like he stopped playing a little too quick. Like, he only did like 8 seasons in the league.
Remember, he got hurt, and then he had went to the Jets. Yeah. He was the Jets for like that 1 to 2 years. But after that, yo, he was a dog. He was a dog, but he was the best running back in the league at his time. Right before AP, or like right around AP time, he was a better running back.
For sure. And then number 4, I'm going to go with Bo Jackson.
That man would have been the greatest player of all time.
Man, if he would have got hurt, man, that man ran a 4-1 hurt.
Yeah.
If you run a 4-1 injury, that man hit real 40, might have been like a 3-9. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then that man wasn't skinny. That man was big. He was built. Like
he was like a lineman, but built.
Yeah, he's like a lineman with speed. Like, you couldn't stop that man. Like, I don't care nobody said, like, bro, just that nigga's hard. Like, you watch his highlights, you like, imagine watching that back in the day, cutting on your TV, chilling and seeing this man do this to folks on the field. Like,
imagine seeing that while you playing, like, just do by same, like a linebacker. You the same size as a running back, that's fast and you quicker than you. But you just can't catch him. But, even though he probably be the best player of all time.
Man, he would have. I'm claiming that if he never got hurt.
I know he probably be the greatest athlete because he like won like 5 athletes to win like 2 All-Stars in 2 different leagues or something like that.
And then how long did he last? He didn't last long, probably about, like 3-4 years.
Nah, it was about 5. Yeah, about 5-6. Yeah, it wasn't that long. It was not that long at all. When that hip go out, I feel bad for Tua Tagovailoa, cause that hip, that thing hard after that hip go out.
That's running back for on. I mean, that's quarterback Alabama.
Yeah. Last one.
All right, let's see. My top 5 favorite. I ain't gonna say Lamar. If it would have been 10, it'd have been on. But as far as 5. Vic, first of all, he played for Atlanta. Well, you know, that's a team anyway. Second, he changed the game too. You know, before Vic, you see black quarterbacks in the league doing good. Like, he might have won a ring, but he took it to that championship and he changed the look of Atlanta. Like, to this day, no matter how good of a quarterback we get, Atlanta fans will always say, we want Vic back.
Yeah, even though Matt Ryan, like, I know a lot of people hate on Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan top 10 in passing yards of all time. Even though I hate on Matt Ryan too sometimes, but
he's a good quarterback. Stat wise and he really a better quarterback.
Success wise, he done dealt more than Mike Vick. Vick was so electric.
Vick was electric. He was black. You know, this is a black based city down there. So that we everybody gonna always like, man, 40 years from now, fuck gonna be like, where Vic? They gonna always say that.
Middle school, everybody's wearing Vic jerseys. That all you seen was Vic jerseys.
It's all gonna be about Vic. It's Vic forever. Like,
it's always gonna be unless we get another black quarterback.
Yeah, he stepped that line. You know what I'm saying?
Unless we get another black quarterback that's probably from Atlanta, that's gonna be the only way to change it. That'll be the only way to change it.
But Cam Newton, that's if he can bounce back.
Yeah, Cam, that's what he set the trend off for a Lamar.
He's the reason you got all these type of quarterbacks. Russell Wilson, all them.
That's Deshaun Watson, like.
All that came from Vic.
I just made a podcast like 2 days ago. Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, and Lamar, they like the top 3 MVP voted. All black quarterback. I think that's the first time that happened in history.
That's the first time it ever happened.
In history.
I ever seen 3 black people, not even by position, and just by like our race. Yeah. I never seen all black people in the race for MVP.
Like,
I got Lamar Jackson, though.
Yeah, Lamar, can he beat Deshaun and he beat Russell already. So he got to be number 1.
And he beat Tom.
And he beat Tom.
It was a blowout. Like, it wasn't close. Like,
so Lamar going to win. Unless Christian McCaffrey commits, I ain't going to lie.
He carrying them boys. Like,
they going to run him to the ground. I feel bad for him. He
need to go to a team. There's too much workload on him.
He going to die. He going to die that field, but. But tell the folks what's going on, everything, what you got coming up, all that concert, any show, anything, just anything coming up.
Well, that coming up right now, you know, I'm finna drop a few videos for the holidays. Yep. You know, I've been waiting all year, but I feel like this is a perfect time, you know, everybody in their good spirit, you know, to give them something to look at, or everybody around their family, you know, everybody come from different towns, different states, you know, just want to give everybody a look. And then I plan on doing something for the homeless. Me and my boy Man, you know, going downtown. We might pass out some food or something. I don't know.
We gotta get Man on show.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if we're gonna do it for Christmas or Thanksgiving, but one of them holidays we plan on going downtown. You know, giving the homeless some cheeseburgers and all that.
The right way.
Nah, ain't nothing wrong with the way he did it.
Yeah,
but
we know his attention. He had different. He had good intentions, but he just came out. Like, we see what he did, right? Just the media.
But it's Rallo. That type of person he is. They can't really be mad, but that's not the type of person I am. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just going to keep it original. Go out there and pay for that, you know, talk to someone, just see what they're going through in life. See if we can possibly help somebody. You know, ain't no telling what they know. So, yeah, we're going to do that. And then what else? Like, I was talking about, talking to you earlier, I got a little Southside mixtape coming out. Right now, I'm looking for somebody to do the cover art, and I'm just dating, like, names I can come with, but, you know.
Yeah, anybody know how to do that, hit me up, hit him up, Tommy Love for Real on all platforms.
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to pick, like, the best 20, 25 songs from the Southside. I'm just having a little listening party with everybody I know I fuck with and trust. We just going to figure out what's the best few songs we're going to put on there. And I ain't gonna lie, it ain't even about partners who I hang with. I'm going for the best 25 songs from the South Side. Anybody from South Forest and Clayton County area.
Little girl, big kid,
man, it can be little kids, old folk, any jazz, R&B. Like Michael Jackson, pop, anything.
It don't matter.
But if it sounds good, you send it to me, I'm gonna put it on that tape. You know, I'm trying to get everybody out there. You know, everybody need a chance. And every dog has his day. You know what I'm saying? They make it might be the way you make it out.
Facts. But hey, man, say, man, hey, man, say, man, that's the end of the podcast. All right.